May God bless our meditation on His Word for us as we continue our Lenten journey together through the places of Jesus' Passion and all the way to the cross of Jesus, our Savior, on Good Friday. Babette's Feast is a 1987 movie about Babette, who was one of the most talented chefs in all of Paris. One day, authorities kick Babette out of Paris, so she moves to a Danish fishing village whose small religious community is full of hard-hearted people. The community is marked by one word, get. Get ahead. Get back. Get even. And whatever you do, get revenge. The community takes Babette in, and she serves as their maid and their cook. But the community only wants to serve bland food, because that's all that they know. Isn't that what people tend to have happen when people are driven by that word, get? Life gets bland. Very vanilla and very bland. Well, one day, another word broadsides the community. You see, Babette wins the lottery in Paris, so she decides to cook her village a feast. She treats her religious community to a meal of rare delicacies, of excellent wine, and of some of the best gourmet food in the entire world. And the community is restored. Arguments are dropped. Past sins are forgiven. And when the evening is finished, everyone joins hands under the stars and they sing the doxology together. Babette replaces get with what word? Give. Babette gives freely. She gives extravagantly. And Babette gives joyfully, too. Later, though, the community discovers what Babette had really done. You see, she had spent all of her lottery money on the feast that she prepared, not just a portion of her money, as everyone in the community had thought. In doing so, Babette closes the door to her future. She can never return to Paris. She can never take up a post as a chef at one of the world's leading restaurants. And why is that? Well, it's because Babette gave it all. We continue our sermon series called Places of the Passion today, and today we walk with Jesus to Bethany. In Bethany, we meet Mary, the sister of Lazarus, and Martha. And who? Who is Mary? Well, you could say that Mary is the Babette of the Bible. Here's the context. Now, when Jesus was at Bethany in the house of Simon the leper, Bethany is just a mile east of Jerusalem on the Mount of Olives, and the Jewish Passover is about to begin, and yet Jesus isn't in Jerusalem, Jesus is in Bethany. Why? Well, there's a simple answer, really. Because there was no empty hotel rooms in Jerusalem. Jerusalem's population at the time of Jesus was about 30,000 people, but during Passover, that population number would balloon to roughly 180,000 people. Can you believe it? The city's population would increase sixfold. This is why Jesus stayed in Bethany, on the outskirts of Jerusalem, during Passover week. Well, who else is in Bethany? Simon the leper is. In fact, it's his home where all of these events take place. Simon, of course, had been healed of leprosy. Someone with active leprosy would not have had a lot of people show up at his house for dinner. But Jesus is there in Simon's home, and so are his disciples. And so is Mary. Now, normally, women didn't join men in public events like this, and so that's a shock at the start. Mary is there, but the Babette of the Bible, and she's ready to teach us about one of the greatest words in the world. Give. So that's the context for us. And now here's the cost. A woman, John 12:3 tells us that the woman is Mary. A woman came up to him with an alabaster flask of very expensive ointment, and she poured it on his head as he reclined at table. So how much then did the perfume cost? Well, we're told in John 12, verse 5, that it was worth a year's income. A year's income. No matter who you are, no matter what job you have, I think we all can appreciate just how valuable a year's income really is. That's a lot of money. Well, as everyone in the room watches, Mary does two remarkable things. First, she pours out very expensive perfume with total abandon. It's the most valuable thing that Mary has, but she will not keep it. She will not worship it. She opens it, and she empties it out even to the very last drop. Secondly, Mary pours it on Jesus' head. You know, the only people in the Old Testament whose heads were regularly anointed were who? Kings. So do you understand then what is going on? Jesus is a king. Wait, we should probably strike that. Jesus is the king. And that is the main message of Matthew's gospel. Matthew 2 verse 3 calls him the King of the Jews. Matthew 21:5 refers to Jesus with these words, "See, your king comes to you." Matthew 27:37 records the sign above the Savior's head while he dies on a cross. This is Jesus, the King of the Jews. Because Jesus is the King, Mary replaces get with give. The context? Bethany, during Passover week. The cost? Everything. The comparison? Well, it's between Mary and the disciples. You see, Mary is extravagant. Mary is excessive. Mary goes way over the top. And the disciples? When the disciples saw it, they were indignant, saying, "Why this waste? For this could have been sold for a large sum and given to the poor." You see, the disciples are threatened. Their entire world comes crashing down. The disciples were mad and upset, all because Mary lives by one word: give. The comparison couldn't be more black and white. Mary is generous. The disciples are greedy. Mary gives with abandon. The disciples are miserly to a T. Mary sacrifices financially. The disciples won't give a nickel. Mary shows her faith with actions. The disciples, they talk a good game about giving money to the poor, but we know they don't mean it. Mary loves the word give, but all the disciples can do is get more, get ahead, and get out on top. Cross. But Jesus, aware of this, said to them, "Why do you trouble the woman? For she has done a beautiful thing to me. In pouring this ointment on my body, she has done it to prepare me for burial." Beautiful? The cross? Yes. Mary knew about these verses in Matthew's gospel, like this one. For Matthew 1, verse 21, "She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." And this one, from Matthew 20, verse 28, "The Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." And this one too, from Matthew 26, verse 28, "This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins." Mary knew why Jesus had come, just as he makes clear with these words, "In pouring this ointment on my body, She has done it to prepare me for burial. For burial. Burial, of course, implies with it death. And what a death it would be. Betrayed by Judas, denied by Peter, sentenced by Pilate, scourged by soldiers, mocked by the crowds, abandoned by his father. Christ's death pays for all sin, for all people, for all time. All sin, all people, all time. Mary gives Jesus everything she has because she knows that Jesus is preparing to give everything he has. And the room is filled with the smell of costly perfume. Smells are powerful, aren't they? The smell of a rose catches your nose, and suddenly you remember your first date back in high school when he brought you a dozen roses. Or maybe it's the scent of your grandmother's perfume, and memories of your grandmother come flooding back with it. You know, while words go to the thinking part of our brain, smells go to the emotional part of our brain. That's why a whiff of grandma's perfume brings back our emotions and feelings for grandma. Smells can stir in us some very powerful emotions. And that's also true for Jesus. Don't you think Mary's strong perfume must linger with Jesus even throughout Holy Week to come, as he makes his way to the cross, marking him with one word: give. Matthew 26, verse 13 states this: wherever this gospel is preached throughout the world, what she has done will also be told in memory of her. Why is that? It's because the kingdom of God isn't about hoarding and stockpiling. The kingdom of God isn't about being chintzy or being cheap. The kingdom of God isn't about get. Get will kill us always and forevermore. God's kingdom is about a different word, though. Give. Give. Mary, the sister of Martha and Lazarus, Mary, the Babette of the Bible, Mary shows us that the kingdom of God is about giving lavishly, about giving generously, about giving joyfully, and about giving completely. Wherever this gospel is preached throughout the world, what she has done will also be told in memory of her. Jesus never says this about anyone else. Thanks be to God for Mary, so that in her example we can see and we can boil life down to one simple word, a word with one syllable, one powerful and life-changing word. Try it out. It will change everything. It will create so much joy. The word, you know it, don't you? It's the most powerful word on the planet. G-I-V-E. Give. In light of all that Jesus has given to you. In Jesus' name, and for his sake, we pray. Amen.